let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program today. While we might not be able to control all of the aspects concerning our personal brain health, since genetics are involved, we can certainly choose which foods to eat and which to avoid to help maximize our brain's abilities well into old age. As Dr. Susan Smith-Jones writes in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, it's been well established in recent decades that the brain and gut are related. The gut often being referred to as a second brain or second nervous system. Although it's not the same as the brain in that it doesn't think, it does have over 100 billion neurons and therefore, like the brain, determines our mood. So it's not just our physical health that food affects, but our mental and emotional health as well. On today's show, Dr. Susan will feature some foods to avoid and the best foods to include in your diet if you want vibrant wellness and brain vitality well into older age. And who doesn't? Welcome back, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones.
Well, thank you. And my goal is to make everybody smarter and give everybody a better memory after today's program.
Well, I'm ready to take notes, so let's get started on today's show. And we'll make everybody smarter, foods to support brain health. Let's start with foods that you should avoid for brain health. Then we'll cover some of the best foods in just a few minutes. What are some of the foods that we really need to refrain from? And by the way, so much more on this topic on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's talk about those foods that we should be avoiding.
Okay, and before I mention the first one, let me say that, see, my philosophy is that God has given us this amazing body and the most miraculous brain, the ability to think and feel and reason, analyze, talk, and keep wonderful memories. And one of the gifts we can give back to God is really taking care of our brain. Some of these things people might know about, but I think some of the foods on the naughty and good list will surprise you. So let's start with the naughty list of what you want to avoid. And let's start with gluten. We hear a lot about gluten these days, and it's not a food, but it's a composite of proteins. It's found in wheat and grains and barley and corn. And wheat 50 years ago used to be good for you, but now with the modern milling practices and genetic modification, it's all different. And celiac disease is 4 times higher than it was 50 years ago.
Amazing.
So we want to avoid gluten, but not only for digestive issues, but it's associated with many mental disorders, including anxiety and depression, emotional disorders, even schizophrenia. And what's interesting is that in the studies, patients that maybe did not suffer from celiac disease, they still had mental health issues that were mitigated when they gave up foods with gluten. So this is very promising news for anybody suffering from organic brain disorders and chemical imbalances. I'd say avoid anything with gluten in it.
So for all of us, that's good advice, right, to avoid gluten?
Yeah, I would say that, absolutely. And do it for 30 days. Just see how, test on yourself. See how much better you feel.
You also have dairy on the list. Talk about that, because for a lot of people, that's something you're taught at a young age, drink your milk type of thing.
I know. I was too. Inflammation is the underlying cause of many physical disorders and diseases, but also an underlying cause of many emotional disorders. And the culprit is casein, C-A-S-E-I-N, that's found in dairy. And casein is linked to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, and even some psychosis. Also, the studies have found that those that drink or eat the most dairy have more anger, aggression, and irritability. And there's some new studies associated with autism, and aggression is often reduced in autistic children and adults when dairy is eliminated. So, and I'll say just anecdotally, I've observed many friends and clients whose lives are transformed when I've advised them, just give it a month, give 30 days, and get off gluten and dairy. and in order to improve their moods and emotional disorders. And many have noted, Rick, such significant improvement that they were able to give up their antidepressants altogether and control their symptoms naturally. So test it out on yourself. And remember, it might not be all or nothing. Maybe you cut back on things, or maybe for a month you test things out, see how much better you feel by completely giving up dairy and gluten.
By the way, you'll learn so much more about your brain's functions, how to keep it healthy in general, in the book WiredForHighLevelWellness.com by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Of course, information at her websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Back to the list to avoid: white sugar. Talk about why that's bad for us.
Yeah, well, we all know it's not good for the body.
Yes.
But what you might not know is that it's nothing that your brain would celebrate either. High sugar intake affects mood, memory, and a host of cognitive functions. Study shows that it lowers test scores, and if that's not compelling enough, it's also related to brain shrinkage. You do not want that. Dementia, and even Alzheimer's. So avoid those cakes, cookies, and all the usual suspects. And remember, it's ostensibly found in healthy options like fruit drinks and packaged fruit snacks. Read labels. No white sugar. Try giving it up for a month.
And I tell you what, when you read labels, you may be shocked. You're taking something, as you mentioned, a fruit drink, and you're thinking, fruit drink, this has to be good for me. You look at the label and you put it right back on the shelf and walk right through the store. Back to the list: white flour and refined carbohydrates.
Now, God didn't make white flour and refined carbohydrates. God made natural foods. You don't find white flour and junk foods and simple carbs on growing on trees or on vines or roots in the ground. And these foods sabotage cognitive abilities and especially your memory. Too many refined carbs causes a higher glycemic index, and that spikes insulin, and this leads to inflammation, which then causes more memory loss. And Rick, it takes one meal, studies have found, to observe the change in your body and in the glycemic index and in your brain of having lots of white sugar and refined carbohydrates, and then go beyond one meal. Extended consumption of refined carbs and white flour can impair the memory in much more serious ways by leading to dementia and Alzheimer's, and it's also been linked to depression, so let's give that up too.
If you're just joining
people
us,
people are going to hate me after this show.
Yeah, and we're only halfway through it. If we're going to change diets here for whether people like it or not. If you just joined us and you're wondering what else is on the list, you'll find it by going to Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, also BooksToUplift.com, and her book Wired for High Level Wellness. Let's talk about aspartame. Here's something that, besides the just the bad taste, it's really bad for us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's an artificial sweetener, and it impedes the production of neurotransmitters. Research shows that it markedly affects your mood. It causes irritability. It's been found to impair cognitive functioning, as well as being linked to strokes, depression, and, like most of these items, dementia. So nothing with aspartame.
You talk about fish, and for many people, they'll go, okay, I should add fish to my diet because it's good, but there's a qualifier to that, isn't there?
Yes, and you want to avoid fish that has mercury in it. Fish is a good source of protein if it's the right kind of fish. It usually has good omega-3 fatty acids in it. That's good, but you want to avoid fish that has mercury in it, like shark, tuna, mackerel.
Holy mackerel, yes.
Yeah. Orange roughy. I don't eat fish. So orange roughy and tile fish. And that's because mercury is very toxic on the body and disrupts the formation of neurotransmitters and especially affects the brains of unborn fetuses and children. So lots of experts, so-called experts, say you know, only have these kind of fish once or twice a week. But I say avoid them altogether to prevent any disruption in our brain's functioning, because there are lots of other options to choose from.
We're talking about foods to support brain health, starting with the list of don't eat these foods. We're now down to highly processed foods, and that's just about everything we run across in certain portions of the grocery store.
Yeah, and it's like what I just talked about. These might be microwavable pizza or microwavable popcorn, even ketchup and instant noodles and chips. They usually have added fat, sugar, and salt, and they're the enemy of bathing suit season, but they also contribute to a decreased cognitive function. And that's evidenced by impaired ability to reason or perform on cognitive tests. And these foods also decrease the brain tissue. We don't want that shrinkage, which causes Alzheimer's. But they also disrupt the blood-brain barrier, and that protects the brain by preventing damaging substances from entering. So stay away from highly processed foods.
And we're told to watch the fat content that we're eating, and you talk about trans fats in particular.
Okay, so you might know this. Foods high in trans fats are also enemies to the brain and the body, so much so that the FDA banned them in 2018. But that doesn't mean that right now anything made before 2018 and they're still on the shelves, it can still be sold. And companies are still, slipping in current products, new ones, into the products by using trace amounts, which, however small, are still harmful. And trans fats affects memory loss, a decline in cognitive functioning, lower brain volume, Alzheimer's, and now you've really got to watch when you read the labels, because trans fats can also be secretly added in, and you don't want anything with partially hydrogenated oil. And so that means watch out and avoid margarine, vegetable oils, vegetable shortening, and non-dairy creamers, and not to mention microwavable popcorn and bakery goods showing up a second time in our list, you know, with gluten.
Okay, and we're going to finish up the list with alcohol. I'll need some alcohol after removing all these items from my diet.
Yeah, now listen, we know it affects the brain. We know that you have immediate changes to the brain when you drink alcohol, but its long-term usage has other effects too, because you get a deficiency in B1, which is often a consequence, B1 vitamins, which is often a consequence of alcoholism and can lead to several diseases like Korsakoff's or it's a German name. It's Wernicke, but that's pronounced with a V, Wernicke's. And all of this affects the brain, and this is just in one night. And if you're a binge drinker, boy, does that affect the brain in more ways than your cognitive ability, you know, because it often leads to fights and skirmishes.
Yes.
So I would say that if you choose to drink, just do so moderately and responsibly, because it really does affect the brain.
We're talking about foods to avoid, foods that you should be eating to support brain health. We just went through a list of those to avoid. Let's take a break here. We'll have some time coming back to talk about some that you recommend, the best foods and supplements to feed your brain. We'll do that. The topic is foods to support brain health. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and we're back on today's program right after these messages. Welcome back, This Week in America. All the information on our guest at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. With us, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, talking about foods to support brain health, those to avoid, those that she recommends. More detail, of course, in her book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. You'll find all that information also at our website, susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. Let's go back now and talk about we've talked about the ones to stay away from. Talk about those you recommend and nutritional supplements that you would recommend as well.
Okay, so let me talk about my favorite supplement, and get out a pen and paper because I'll give out a telephone number in a moment.
Okay.
See, people often joke about getting older and forgetful, but it's no laughing matter. and a hit or miss memory and issues such as brain fog that we all feel from time to time, but it can really put you off your game. And as usual, oxidative stress is the culprit, and molecular hydrogen, through hundreds of studies, actually more than 1,200, is proven to improve the memory and cognitive functioning by alleviating the damage caused by oxidative stress. But it goes much farther than that. It's much further. I want to use correct grammar here. Diseases and conditions like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and TBI, hemorrhagic stroke, ischemic brain injury, are all positively affected and enriched, enhanced by hydrogen therapy. And I use it as a preventive measure against all of these disorders and any other brain disorders because of the size of the molecular hydrogen. And it can pass through the blood-brain barrier, and it's got so many antioxidant properties. So because time is limited, I would say go to SusanSmithJones.com, and in my search bar, put molecular hydrogen, and you'll see many articles I've written. I use a 7% inhaler, and I take tablets every day of molecular hydrogen. They are front and center in my healthy living program. I just took tablets dissolved in water a few minutes before we started the interview. And I would say if you want more information, go to the source of these products in Boulder, Colorado. It's High Tech Health. Their toll-free number is 800, because I don't sell products. I just get them from the best companies. It's 1-800-794-5355. 800-794-5355. I always go to Emory at extension 813 because she's one of the world's leading experts in this cutting-edge new therapy called molecular hydrogen.
And all that information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. On the list of recommendations, you've got nuts and seeds. And I like that because I like nuts and seeds. So I'm finding some things on this list we're going to talk about that I already have in my diet. So that's a good thing, obviously.
Oh, nuts. Yeah. Yeah, vitamin E is the secret ingredient in many of these delicious snacks. Vitamin E helps to reduce general cognitive decline as we age. And there's one particular nut that stands out for vitamin E, and ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid, that's an omega-3 fatty acid, because ALA also protects the heart because it improves blood flow, the same reason it positively impacts the brain. And this nut is walnuts, so eat as many raw, not roasted and salted, but raw, you know, a few walnuts a day, and it's a tasty way to improve your mind.
And it works, and all the information, again, in the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Berries as well. Any particular berries or berries in general?
Yes, the blueberry is known as the brain berry, and berries in general, but most especially the blueberry, is loaded with flavonoids, and these show that they improve your memory, they ward off oxidative stress in the brain. They decrease the effects associated with dementia and Alzheimer's, and you want to get berries in your diet every day, whether they're frozen off-season or fresh when they're in-season. I eat them all year round.
And fish appears on the recommended list. Talk about that.
Well, it's the good fish without all that extra mercury because it has an abundance of omega-3 fatty acids, and beta-amyloid is a protein buildup in Alzheimer's sufferers. And the fatty acids and omega-3s help to lower these damaging clumps. But you got to make sure you pick good fish like salmon, cod, herring, sardines. I would always just say salmon is the best choice.
Time going by way too quickly. Avocado is my personal favorite, made the list.
I know. Once avoided for their high fat content, they're now the darlings of health because what bread has done combined with avocado for avocado toast is no small feat. So bread's now coming back, but make sure it's gluten-free. Avocado, not only is it an aphrodisiac, but it helps to improve blood flow to the brain, reduces oxidative stress, like I just mentioned with the molecular hydrogen. It has implications for enhancing the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for creative thinking. And it's just good to have a little bit. That doesn't mean you have a whole avocado every day, but a few slices is great.
Information at Dr. Susan's website. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Leafy greens making the list.
Okay, listen, I would love to talk an hour about this, but let me say if you have a cup of leafy greens a day, you'll be 11 years younger, and your cognitive thinking than people who don't eat greens. And it helps with memory, and it's not like leafy greens could be kale, lettuce, collards, all of those, and it's excellent. There was one study done on participants whose average age was 81 over 5 years, and those who ate the most leafy greens had the lowest rate of cognitive decline.
Something that we hear quite a bit about now, it seems like turmeric, saying is good for us.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so that beta amyloids that we discussed in the fatty fish, that protein buildup or plaque, contributes to Alzheimer's. And the omega-3s are sort of a draino for the brain, dissolving the plaque. Well, the curcumin and the turmeric is another property that helps to clear away these toxic proteins and protect against Alzheimer's, and alleviating symptoms for those who already suffer with it. You know, it's turmeric is the main ingredient in curry. So, you know, go out to Indian restaurants. Alzheimer's disease in India is 4 to 5 times less than it is in America. So use more turmeric in your cooking. It will help your memory and even your mood.
And dark chocolate, so a pound or two a day isn't all that bad for us.
A couple ounces a day would be great. The most delicious way to improve your brain's health. Those who eat a little bit of dark chocolate a day have better verbal fluency. It also helps age-related memory decline and improves neuroplasticity, memory, excuse me, I'm getting all choked up over
yes.
this one, and even mood. So definitely look to some dark chocolate.
Couple minutes left in the program. Several more items here in more detail, certainly, at Wired for High Level Wellness and on Dr. Susan's website. I'll mention these black and green tea, water, citrus fruits, eggs, and garlic. I'll let you do a little description of each one. So teas are good for us.
Yes, black and green teas are excellent. They have the flavonoids, like the berries and the dark chocolate, that helps to reduce that pesky oxidative stress that we've been discussing that erodes brain function. I drink 3 to 4 cups of green tea a day. Water, our brains rely on water to operate. If they're just a little bit dehydrated, it affects concentration and focus. So keep your body hydrated. I recommend good alkaline water that you make at home. Again, go to my website, go to the search bar, and put in alkaline water. You'll see many articles. Citrus fruits, these zesty treats, have the ability to lower your risk of dementia by 23% because they have lots of flavonoids in them that help ward off neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and they protect your brain cells. Eggs have choline in them that strengthens memory and mood. They also have folate and B12, which are missing in many people's diets, lots of B vitamins. And if you eat a plant-based diet and you don't want to eat eggs, then look to beans and lentils, spinach, quinoa, tofu. And then garlic makes the brain happy. It's a natural serotonin booster. And it actually will help to rebuild damaged cells that if you have been, hopefully you don't, but if you drink too much and you smoke, you damage the cells. Garlic will help. In short, garlic is not called a superfood for no reason.
You'll learn much more about brain's functions, how to keep it healthy in general, more in depth than what we talked about on the program today in Dr. Susan's book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Her website's SusanSmithJones.com and Books2Uplift.com. Great information there, foods to support brain health. Time always goes by so quickly. Great information today. Dr. Susan, thank you for joining us on the program. We'll look forward to talking with you next month.
Thank you. So do I.
You're welcome. And all the information, by the way, you can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.